नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्ण सुधामुपगते धर्म ज्ञानादिभि सह कलौ नष्ट दृशामेश पुराणार्कधुनावदितः। श्रीमद् भागवत पुराण की जय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 9th कैंटो चैप्टर 19 किंग जजाति अचीव्स लिबरेशन टेक्स्ट 5 and 6। ओके इन बोर्ड वर्स 5 इज रिटन, विल रीड टुगेदर। स्वतीर्य कूपात् सुश्रोणी तम एव च कमे किल तया वृतं समुदीक्ष्यः बहूय अजः कान्त कामिनी। स्वतीर्यः कुपात् सुश्रोणी तम एव चकमे किल तया वृतं समुदीक्ष्यः बहूय अजः कान्त कामिनी। स्वतीर्य कुपात् सुश्रोणी तमेव चकमे किल तया वृतं समुदीक्ष्य बहूय अजः कान्त कामिनी। स्वतीर्य कुपात् सुश्रोणी तमेव चकमे किल तया वृतं समुदीक्ष्य बहूय अजः कान्त कामिनी। स्वतीर्य कुपात् सुश्रोणी तमेव चकमे किल तया वृतं समुदीक्ष्य बहूय अजः कान्त कामिनी। स्वतीर्य कुपात् सुश्रोणी तमेव चकमे किल तया वृतं समुदीक्ष्य बहूय अजः कान्त कामिनी। वैष्णवीस स्वतीर्य कुपात् सुश्रोणी तम एव चकमे किल तया वृत्तं तं विख्य बहूय अजः कान्त कामिनी।
next verse, they both translation purport together. So text 6.
Pivanam smasrulam prestham midhuvam sam yabhako vidam saiko ajabrishastasam bahinam rativardhana remikama graha grasta atmanam navabuddhyata.
War meaning. So reading translation purport, because we speak about Abhiram Thakur also. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. When the sea goat, who had very nice hips, got out of the well and saw the very handsome he goat, he desired to accept him as her husband. When she did so, many other sea goats also desired him as their husband, because he had a very beautiful bodily structure and a nice mustache and beard and was expert in discharging semen and in the art of sexual intercourse. Therefore, just as a person hunted by a ghost exhibits madness, the best of he goats, attracted by the many sea goats, engaged in erotic activities and naturally forgot his real business of self-realization. Purport. Materialists are certainly very much attracted by sexual intercourse on Maithunadi Grahamedhi Sukham Hi Tucham. Although one becomes a grahastha or householder to enjoy sex life to his heart's content, one is never satisfied. Such a lusty materialist is like a goat. For it is said that if goats meant for slaughter get the opportunity, they enjoy sex before being killed. Human beings, however, are meant for self-realization. Tapo divyam putrakaha yena sattvam suddhi yasmad brahma saukhyam anantam. Human life is meant for realization of the self. The spiritual soul within the body, dehina asmin jatha dehe, a materialistic rascal does not know that he is not the body but a spiritual soul within the body. However, one should understand his real position and cultivate knowledge by which to get free from the bodily entanglement. Like an unfortunate person who acts madly, hunted by ghosts, a materialist hunted by the ghost of lust forgets his real business so that he can enjoy so-called happiness in the bodily concept of life. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruhe Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnam Bhamsya. Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyeshwaram. Nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale simate bhakti vedanta swami niti namini. Namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya desha tarine. Nama Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Sai Namaha. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। When the sea goat, who had very nice ships, got out of the well and saw the very handsome he goat, he desired to accept him as her husband. When she did so, many other sea goats also desired him as their husband because he had a very beautiful bodily structure and a nice mustache and beard and was expert in discharging semen and in the art of sexual intercourse. Therefore, just as a person hunted by a ghost exhibits madness, the best of the he-goats, attracted by the many she-goats, engaged in erotic activities and naturally forget his real business of self-realization. So this is the verse that is continuing from previous verses that Maharaj Ajati was lamenting. After thousands year enjoyed his sex life, and then he could understand that how he uselessly spent his life. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, दुर्लभ मानव जन्म लभिया संसारे कृष्ण नाभ जीनु दुख कहिब कहारे। दिस इज द रियल मिजरी फॉर ए ह्यूमन बीइंग हु गॉट ए ह्यूमन बॉडी बट ही डिड नॉट spent his time for Krishna bhajan, for pure devotional service. Rather, he just engaged in material sense gratifications whole life. So actually, that is the real misery for a person. But a materialistic person, he couldn't understand this truth. Ahara nidra भयमैथुनंच सामान्य एतत् पशुभि नराणाम धर्म तु एक अधिक विशेष धर्मेण ही ना पशुभि समान। सो दिस फोर थिंग्स आहार निद्रा ईटिंग स्लीपिंग एंड टू डू समथिंग फॉर टू मेक वन सेल्फ फियरलेस भय एंड मैथुन द सेक्स लाइफ। So these four things are common to human beings and also to the animals, to other 84 lakhs of species, even to the birds and animals. So what is the speciality of a human birth? It's told dharma tu eka adhika vishesha. Because in this human birth, one is rational, human, the man is a rational animal. He is this intelligence to distinguish what to do and what not to do, what is the goal of life. So dharma, that's why he knows that what is my dharma, what is my actual original position. Krishna nitya das, jivera swarup hai Krishna nitya das. So in this way he could perform his real duty and by engaging himself in pure devotional service. So that's why Maharaj Ajati, he come to after long time, after thousands of years he enjoying his sex life, then he is realizing how he spent uselessly these times. What is the goal of life? So that's why he is telling this allegorical stories, that is his own life. So he told this story just to his, that is connected to his own life, that how he got married to Devajani. So he considered Devajani as a she goat and himself as a he goat. He described in previous verses that while wandering in a forest, eating to satisfy his senses, a he goat by chance approached a well, in which he saw the she goat standing helplessly. Having fallen into it by the influence of the result of fruitive activities. So in this way he told that after planning how to get the she goat out, and he becomes successful and the she goat come out, then they both got married. This verse is coming. When the she goat saw this he goat, then they both attracted to each other. And they got married and they spent so many years. But Maharaja Jajati was lamenting how he spent all those days uselessly for sense gratification. This is not the purpose of a human life. So he's telling this story. He had already decided within his mind to leave his kingdom and to accepting Vanaprastha to enter to the forest. So before leaving his home, he just addressing his own wife, Devajani, that how their life just uselessly they spent in sex life. This is not the actual goal of human life. So Prabhupada is writing, that's why the actual purpose is mentioned by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj told, in his teachings to his classmates, the first verse is telling, Komare acharat pragyo dharma bhagavata iha durlabham manusang janma jadyapi adhruvam arthadam. He told that one should begin his devotional life from very early age, when he is only age of 5. So Komara, from the very childhood, he should start his devotional service. Komara acharat praga, he is considered as an intelligent person. This is the Bhagavad Dharma, this is the teachings of Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavata. Because durlabha manusam, the human birth is very rarely achieved. Though this human body is also subject to destruction, we are subject to death, but still there is specific purpose for this human birth. That's why tat prayasana kartavya jathayu vayah param na tatha bindate khemam mukunda charanambujam. That's why we should not waste our time, tat prayasa, just for sense gratification, for sex life. One should not waste his life. Because human life is very rarely achieved. What to do? Mukunda charanambujam. So one should surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna and spend his life for performing pure devotional service unto Krishna. That is the goal of life. That's why Prabhupada is quoted telling that yan maithunadi grihamedhi sukham hi tuccham. This is simply this so-called grihamedhi life's the life center is just sex life, and they uselessly spending their life and their time. So a devotee should not follow them. He should engage in devotional service. By how can we get out from this material world? From this, if he hears Krishna Katha. This past gleam of bhakti is Sravanam. By Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Nine process of devotional service. The past process is hearing. If one hear Krishna Katha, then he could lose his interest from materialistic way of life. In association of Vaishnavas, that's why Kapila Dev told to Mother Devahuti, Satang Prasangat Mama Virja Sambido Bhavanti Hrutkarna Rasayana Katha Tad Josonat Asu Apavarga Vartmani Saddharati Ribhakti Anukramishyati. Told Mother, in association of Vaishnavas, one should hear Krishna Katha regularly. By hearing Krishna Katha, then this Krishna Katha enter through the ears, then this come to the heart, and it destroy all the these things like kama, krodha, lobha, all these things from many, many birth times. They stalked in the heart. They gradually got destroyed. So, in this way, then he gradually develops saddha, means faith, that Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hoy. Gradually he could understand, by performing pure devotional service unto Krishna, one can achieve perfection of life. Saddha rati, then he gradually attached for devotional service, attachment. Rati means asakti. Then saddha, then bhakti, then he finally achieved the pure devotional service, that is the goal of life. So in this way, by hearing the Krishna Katha, or hearing by the pure life of his devotees, pure devotees, also we can purify our senses. We can develop a desire for Krishna's service. We lose our interest for this materialistic way of life. So today is such the 87th day of such a great Vaishnava, a Gaura Parsad, is Abhiram Das Thakur. Gaurangira Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaye Brajendra Sutapas. Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jevajane Chintamani Tarahaye Brajabhume Bas. That is the Chitanya, that is Narottam Das Thakur says, that these associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are not ordinary. They are not from this material world. Nitya Siddha, they are eternally liberated souls. They are associates from Goloka Vrindavan, just like this Gaurnita, they come to this material world. Golokara Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. He brought this Golokara Premadhana. Similarly, all his internal associates also came with them to perform their pastimes in this material world and to attract the conditioned souls to perform pure devotional service. So today is Abhiram Das Thakur. Actually, he is there is no mention of his birth, which village he was born. He was staying in Khanakul, Krishnagar. But who is his father, mother, his birthplace, this is not mentioned anywhere. Because he was mentioned in Gaura Ganadas Deepika, because he was Siddham. He was in Krishna Lila, was Siddham. Pura Siddham Anam Asit Abhiram Adhuna Mahan Dvatrim Sata Janai Rebe Bahyam Kastham Vahaya. Pura Siddham Anam Asit. Before he was Siddham. The Gopo, there are 12 principal Gopos in Krishna Balaram's pastime. The Sridhama is one of them, the elder brother of Radharani. So Sridhama and Subal, they are very famous. So Sridhama Gopa, and he appeared in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, says Abhiram. But he, all other associates, they born here, their birthplace, their father, mother, name is even Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, everything is mentioned. But about Abhiram Das Thakur, there is nothing mentioned. in his life story mentioned that actually one day Krishna Balaram and with the cowherd boy they are playing in Braj, hide and seek. So Sridham also playing with them, and he was hiding in a cave in Govardhan. But in the meantime, suddenly Krishna, taking all his cowherd boys, Balaram, they just come to Navadip Dham. And they entered in Nadia. They performed their pastimes, they started their Sankirtan pastimes there. But Sridham was still in cave, hiding. He was hiding there. No one was finding him, so he's hiding there. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan pastimes in Navadip, one day suddenly, in the middle of Kirtan, he shouted the name of, was calling, Sridham, Sridham. He told Nitai, where is Sridham? Without Sridham, how can I have pastimes? We can enjoy this Sankirtan pastimes. I cannot engage in the Sankirtan pastimes without Sridham. Can you bring Sridham to me? Then Mahaprabhu told Nitai, he is still in Govardhan. Go and bring from him, from Braj. So then Nityananda Prabhu came here and he was in Govardhan. Then he shouted, Sridham, Sridham, Sridham. Then Sridham, who is calling me? After a long, long time, no one is remembering. I'm just simply meditating in my kanai. Then he come out. And he was a man from Dwapar Yug. He was 10 feet height. He was huge. Then he was, so who is this? Who are you? Nityananda Prabhu was maybe 6-7 feet. And he was in blue garment, he's wearing. Who are you? Why are you calling me? He told, I am Balaram. Hi, Kanhai is there in Navadip Dham there. He is calling you. You have to come. All coward boys, your Kanhai, and I was also there, but Kanhai sent me to bring you there. He told you, Balaram, how can I believe? You are not look like Balaram. Though you are wearing this blue, I can believe if you, now I am just clapping my hand and just start my running. I am just circulating over. If you are able to cut me, then I will, if you will catch me, then I will believe you, Balaram. No one can compete with me in a running competition. So Nitin, let it be. Then he just clap his hand, 1, 2, 3, then he started running. Nityananda Prabhu just running. He told this, after circulating fourth time, then Balaram, he just saw back his Balaram, and Nityananda was there, just caught him. I told him, yes. Now I believe you are Balaram. But how you are so small? Why you are so small? Then he told, it is already, Dwapar has finished. It is already Kali Yuga started. So Kali Yuga, this is the natural height of human being. Gradually, height will also decrease. So anyhow, then he told, come. To now you believe, then come, we'll go to Kanhai. He's in Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Navadip now. Some places mentioned he went himself, some places he told Sridham refused to go, leave Braj. But he sent one of his expansion, is known as Ramdas, Ramdas Abhiram. So anyhow, so Abhiram Thakur, then finally Balaram, in some places mentioned that Balaram Balaram made to his size, to whom? Revati, when marriage was Balaram and Revati, Revati was from Satyaj. She was very tall, 21 feet high. So Balaram made her according to his own size. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu also, by his mystic power, make him the same size of Nityananda. Then they both started their journey and they came to Navadip Dham. And then when Gauranga Mahaprabhu saw him, he just running to welcome him. Welcome both Nityananda and Abhiram. Abhiram, the name was given by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was not Abhiram before. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he called him, And then he called him as Abhiram. So this name Abhiram Das Thakur, was, this name was given by Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself. He was called him Abhiram. So he was an extraordinary personality. He is not an ordinary person. He is not a jiva tattva, just like this. 12 cowherd boys and Ashta Sakhis, Nanda, Jasoda, they are Swarup Shakti, direct expansion of Krishna. They are not in jiva tattva. That is proved in many cases. It is said that when Abhiram Thakur pay his obeisances in the temple, if this the stone is there, Shalagram stone is not original Shalagram stone is just, then it will be immediately cracked. If the deity is not properly installed, according to is not installed, then the deity will crack and give. If someone is not in Vishnu Tattva and he pay obeisances, then the child will die immediately. He is so much powerful. He killed 7 child of Nityananda Prabhu by simply paying obeisances. She was first child born to Nityananda Prabhu, then Nityananda, he became happy. No, Abhiram was there in their house in Khadadaha. So the child, then Abhiram started paying the obeisance, then immediately the child died. Like this, he killed seven children. Finally, Jarnava and Vasudha, they told, don't invite him again to our child's birth ceremony. So 8 times they told, because Abhiram was staying in Khanakul Krishnagar, then he had to cross to other side of Ganges to go there. They told to the boatsman, don't allow this guy. If someone is name is Abhiram, you ask, then don't let him cross the Ganges. Keep him on the other side. Don't allow him. So the 8th child when born, so there is a function, but Abhiram Thakur was not invited. So finally he came to Ganges, then he knows that I have to go there. So when he come to the bank of Ganges, then he told, the boatsman told, what is your name? He told, my name is Abhiram. Abhiram, I will not, Nityananda Prabhu told. No one will allow, no boatman will allow you to cross. It happened, all the boatsmen simply putting water on the boat, they make the boat drown. Because they may be forcefully take the boat and go. So then finally he was laughing. He just put one is uttari, just make in turban and put on water, then he sit on the turban. Then just cross the river, went to other side. And then he reached his Nityananda, they are all fearful, Abhiram came, but what they told? They have to welcome him. He's not ordinary person. And finally, when Abhiram came, Vasudha and Jannava both came. Holding hand, they told, please, don't pay obeisances to our child. But their child, he told, don't worry, this child, sir, very special, they will not die. The Ganga Devi, the Nitan Prabhu's daughter was Ganga. Then when Abhiram pay obeisances, she was smiling and laughing. And then immediately he composed 100 verses glorifying Ganga Devi. See, Ganga Devi was Ganga personified. So then after another child came, Birchandra Thakur. And he kept paying obeisance to Birchandra Thakur. Birchandra Thakur also, he was laughing. So he could understand. Then he wrote, immediately composed Birabhadra Ashtakam. 8 verses glorifying Birabhadra Prabhu Thakur. He told, anyone has not seen Gauranga Mahaprabhu, come and see this child. He is not different from Gauranga. He is incarnation of Khirodaka Sai Vishnu. So in this way, many examples how exalted Sridham was. One time he was feeling like a coward boy. He was like, I must play flute. Where is my flute? Who has told my this? In the ecstasy, he was searching for flute. In the way, he saw a huge log. He told, told Dvatrimsa Sata Janareva. Dvatrimsa means 32 peoples needed to just to wear and to lift that the wooden log. But he himself, very easily, he and make it as a flute and started playing. Like flute. So his wife was Malini Devi. There's many wonderful stories about that. I'm not going to describe here. So also he went to one time he went to pay his when he heard that the Raghunandan Thakur was exalted devotee, how Gopinath ate this laddu from his hand, he went to also Raghunandan Thakur's house, Sikhand, he came to see how exalted Raghunandan is. So Mukunda Das, his father, was very fearful. He heard about how he killed many child of Nityananda Prabhu. He told Raghunandan, don't come. He hide him inside a room. And when Abhiram came, he told Abhiram, he is not here. Raghunandan is not in house. He went somewhere. I was playing with child, many we went somewhere playing with other. He wait for many few hours, then he become very morose. Then Abhiram just returning. Raghunandan came, he was not known about this. Then he come to knowledge that Abhiram Thakur came, and because he could not get his association, he was just left. So he was running. Without the knowledge of his father, he was simply running. Raghunandan Thakur running. After walking few miles, he cut. He told, "Hey, Raghunandan." Nay, Raghunandan shouted. He told, "Oh, Abhiram Thakur Prabhu, I am Raghunandan, I am Raghunandan." Then he paid him obeisances. Then immediately, he also paid obeisances. Who? Abhiram Das Thakur. But nothing happened to Raghunandan. Raghunandan just went. Then they embraced each other. Then he started dancing, ecstatic dancing. During the dancing, this Nupur, what is this? Uncle well of Raghunandan was just sprinkled, tried long distance. Akai Hat, a village. There is one of his disciples. How there is Nupur Kund is there. Another time he came to Gopal Guru to test. Gopal Guru was very famous in Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associate. So he told, "I have to test how the Gopal Guru is exalted. He is pure devotee. If he is pure devotee, then he could tolerate my obeisances." So Mahaprabhu could understand. So Mahaprabhu empowered Gopal Guru. He put his feet on his head. So in this way, Gopal Guru became empowered. So when Abhiram Thakur came and paid him obeisances, nothing happened. Then he understood. He is also got special mercy from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is one whip, chabuk. This is known as Jai Mangal Chabuk. Jai Mangal. He said that whomever he will just touch with this whip, then he will surcharge with Krishna Prem. He become ecstatic, chant, dance, become like madman. He will achieve Gaura Prem, Krishna Prem. So knowing this, one time Janhava Mata, he sent Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya was a boy. He told Srinivas, "It is my order. You should go and meet Abhiram. Because he will touch you with his whip or beat you with his whip, then you will be surcharged with Krishna Prem." So Srinivas Acharya came. And he is also another example how Srinivas Acharya came, he also paid obeisances. But nothing happened to Srinivas Acharya. Because Srinivas Acharya is also considered as a Shaktyavesh incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The three, Srinivas, Shyamananda and Narottama Das Thakur, the three of also considered a Shaktyavesh incarnation of Gauranga, Nityananda and Advaita. Srinivas Acharya is considered as empowered incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Narottama Das Thakur considered as the empowered incarnation of Narottama Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Prabhu's incarnation was Shyamananda Prabhu was incarnation of Advaita Acharya. So in this way, Srinivas Acharya, nothing happened. Then he told, the Janhava Mata sent me to you. You have this Jayamangala's whip. I want to be beaten. Please beat me with this whip. So he became, he laughed. Then he brought his whip. Then 1, 2, 3. Immediately his wife came, Malini, cut his hand. Hey, what are you doing? He's a small boy. He will be fainted. Then immediately Srinivas became encharged. Srinivas was encharged with Krishna Prema. He started dancing with Abhirama for a long time. They danced together. So, another story, how he was living in Khana called Krishnanagar. Khana is a river's name. There is a river in Hooghly district near from Calcutta. Prabhupada mentioned everything in his Chaitanya Charitamrita in 11th chapter. 11th chapter, Nityananda Parsad. He is considered as Nityananda Parsad. Also, Gaur Parsad, also, his name is both in Gaur Parsad, also in Nityananda Parsad. Prabhupada gave detail how to reach to the Khana called Krishnanagar. Told in Hooghly district which train you have to cut, everything detail Prabhupada wrote there. So there is a river, Khana river. River's name is Khana. Kula means bank. So bank of this Khana river, this there is a city, Krishnanagar. Why is Krishnanagar? Because the Lord Krishna residing in that city in his deity form. So this Krishna, because this Krishna was worshipped by whom? Abhiram Das Thakur. So Abhiram Das Thakur, when he was staying in that, he went to this village, there is a huge bakul tree. You have bakul tree here. And so he went to the village, then he sat down underneath this bakul tree. Still this is famous, people go and pay obeisances there. So then he was just staying underneath this tree. One day Krishna came in dream. He told, Abhiram, I am here, just underneath this earth here, under this soil. You just excavate me, just discover me from this, discover me from mud. I am suffering like anything. Many, many years I am just waiting for you. Just like Gopal was suffering for Madhav, waiting for Madhavendra Puri. So he called the village people, then there is a kund, Ram kund is called Scram, because in this kund, this deity was found. Now there's so much water. Local people believe this water was very transcendental. Anyone goes and take a bath, then he will become sinless. He can achieve liberation. So anyhow, so after with the help of the village people, when they just dug this whole area, after long digging, up to water was coming from there. So then suddenly they got this deity, this very beautiful deity. Then Abhiram Das Thakur gave him name as Gopinath. There are many Gopinath deities in our sampradaya. There is another Gopinath also, the boy with Govinda Ghosh, Gopinath. Gave Sadha for it. Anyhow, here is Gopinath in Jaipur, and is Khirchur Gopinath, and Tota Gopinath, and Puri, so many Gopinath. But here is also Abhiram Das Thakur. He discovered this Gopinath deity from this Khanakul, Krishnanagar. That's why it's Krishnanagar, which Krishna was. This is for the local village, about 3-4 districts, thousands of people come to see this deity. This deity was very famous. Because he is a self-manifested deity. It comes just self-manifested. So, then, in this way, Abhiram Das Thakur was just worshipping the personally. He was worshipping this deity, and Radharani also came there. Then Radha Gopinath deity is still there. It is very opulent worship is going on. So in this way, that is his main sipat. Abhiram Das Thakur was main sipat. He is Khana called Krishnanagar. Because Krishna was residing there, and Gopinath is Gopinath, in the bank of Khana river. So it's called Khana, called Krishnanagar. Then when he become, he's gradually getting older, but his bodily strength was never decreased. He was very powerful. There are many, so many stories about Abhiram Das Thakur. His disciples, they wrote his life history. Many mystic stories there. He was defeated so many tantrics, so many things. So many stories about Abhiram Das Thakur. But some important just points I just mentioned in the class. So this is today is his disappearance day, the seventh day of the dark moon, the month of Chaitra. He disappeared. So he disappeared, that's why then there is a great big festival every year. On his disappearance day, thousands of people come. And that Khana called Krishnanagar, they have a big festival there. So in this way, you can see how Abhiram Das Thakur spread this Sankirtan movement. Even when Nityananda Prabhu, when Puri and Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu stay in Puri, then he told Nityananda to go and preach in Bengal. He sent Nityananda Prabhu, then he sent also him. Abhiram also went with Mahaprabhu, but he sent Abhiram Das Thakur and Gadadhar Das with Nityananda. He told you both go with Nityananda and preach in Bengal. So that's why, though you are staying in Khana called Krishnanagar, but most times he was also spending with Nityananda Prabhu's family. He was staying in with Jahnavi. Nityananda Prabhu disappeared, then he was staying with Jahnavi and his other Birchandra Prabhu. He also stayed a long time with Birchandra Prabhu. And this was helping in spreading this Sankirtan movement in West Bengal, Bengal area. In this way, you can see how this Gauranga Sanghi Gana Nitya Siddha Karimane. So Gauranga Sanghi Gana Nitya Siddha Karimane. They are eternal liberated Nitya Siddhas. They are eternal associates of Krishna. They also appeared in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And one such associate was Abhiram Das Thakur. He is also known as Ramdas. It's already time, so I stop here. Any question or comment? Maharaj? Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Abhiram Das Thakur Tiroha Mahamahotsav Ki Jai. Dantras Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.